So what we have coming on Monday at the board meeting is the board to read the final wording of the referendum language to potentially build a new elementary school. So that's kind of where we're at. And we got that information from those four community involvement pieces last year that we heard. And you know, the board's doing a good job of really listening to the community of what they're telling us, what they want to see Rock Ridge District look like in the future. And we want to try and get that to where they need to be at. And so we're ready moving into the future.
And then as far as the question, it also includes demolition of existing elementary school facilities. That's what the question would say anyway on the ballot.
It does. It does have the word demolish in there, you know, because that's a big question that we've had come up. And I think there's still some discussion on the board to be had there. But ultimately, what we ultimately know that we do not want to happen is to have, you know, an elementary building that sits there and becomes dilapidated and becomes an eyesore to the community, or gets sold to, you know, an entity that's not going to upkeep it, that's going to ultimately drive down our property value and not look good for the district. So in there is the option to do that if need be, if that's what the board decides that they'd like to do, that it would become a green space at those places.
And can you speak to the bonding portion of the question? Because that's why it's on the ballot, right? But the impact to the taxpayers, kind of walk us through what the bonding portion of the question would be.
Right. So in the referendum language, it states up to the amount of $33 million. That would give us the okay by the community to go up to $33 million. But ultimately, there would be no tax rate increase for the taxpayers of Rock Ridge School District. So what happened was about 10 years ago, they went out for a health life safety bond, and that bond's being paid off this December. So ultimately, what we did is we went back and looked at what could we afford with the tax rates that we currently have, and we can do up to $33 million without raising any tax rates.
And then as far as the location of a new elementary school campus, would it be basically where the junior high school campus is at, or is that yet to be decided?
I think there's been a lot of discussion. That's what we heard from our community engagement, was that they wanted one site for all of our kids to be on. And so I'd be willing to say that that's been the discussion is to put it on this site.